time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it,
come on, everybody, sing along.
So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're going to try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
we've been having some good fun over the theme songs here. Charlie gives me all sorts of grief about that theme song. His theme song isn't that much better, but it's at least tuneful and you can sing along with it. Swap Shop theme song makes us all kind of chuckle. All right, well, you're listening to Swap Shop, as the gentleman said in the song, and I'm Glenn Coble, and I'll be with you for the next 45 minutes or 48 minutes right now, 47 minutes, and we will try to sell some of your tchotchkes. We'll try and get rid of some of that stuff. Now, the way this program works is that you call in with, let's say, a set of tires to sell, and you want to sell these tires, and you call in, you give the identification of the tire, you know, the size and stuff like that, and is it a white wall or not, and give us a little description of the thing you want to sell, and then you give us a price, if you have a price, or you can just let your callers give you their best effort, and then we take your phone number, and we have people call you and buy your stuff from you. Now, in the winter, we're a little slow. And matter of fact, we're quite slow at sometimes because, you know, and who wants to go out tomorrow? The high is going to be 19 degrees, and that's up from the past couple of days, they say. I think 3 days ago it was not supposed to get above 14, and then yesterday 17, and now we're going to get almost into a heat wave up at 19 degrees tomorrow. And stay bundled up, probably stay in the house. That might be a good idea. But anyway, the way it works, okay, you give us your phone number, we put it on the air, and then people call you and find out where you live, and they'll come and pick up your item, whatever you want for it, whatever you agree on. Okay? Our number, if you want to get involved and do this, our number is at WWGH is 740-383-9944. Let me give you that number again. 740-383-9944. Now, if you want to send it in, you're more than welcome to send it in. We've had a couple sent in. Send your item that you want to sell in. It takes only a day to get here. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Let me give you that one more time as well. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. And you can call us. Let me give you that number again, 740-383-9944. And today I've got a bunch of things that, well, these are things that you can say. I'm got to get my phone to work again. Things that you can say to your sweetheart to make her think that you're really smart and really caring, that type of thing. You know, the schmaltzy stuff. So I'm going to give you some of those things that you can use on your own And I will also tell you who invented these lines for Valentine's Day. All right. Okay. The first one is from A.A. Milne. This is what she put on the inside of her Valentine. If you live to be 100, I want to live to be 100 minus one day, so I'll never have to live without you. Isn't that sweet? In my family, I'm married to a lady who has four grandparents, and her mother and father all lived into their 90s. I don't even have to try to assume that I'm going to outlive her. All right. Again, you're listening to Swap Shop. We'd love to have you give us a call. Hey, there is, let's see, on Saturday, there is Ridgedale Lions Club Daytona 500 dinner and auction. That's on Saturday. The doors open at 4 p.m. and dinner starts at 5 p.m. And you know what? We actually have one ticket left. And we have to get rid of it either today or tomorrow, or it won't be any good, because it's going to be on Saturday. If you're interested in that ticket, give us a call. At the end of the hour, we'll take your name, and at the end of the hour, we'll draw of the names that call in and give that away. I think it's a $10 value, and it lets you into this annual 2020 Ridgedale Lion Club Daytona 500 NASCAR dinner and auction. And I'm sure they have lots of things that you can buy in their auction. Anyway, if you're interested, give us a call, 740-383-9944. Okay, let me read you another one of these. And this one, you will not believe who made this saying up. This is on the inside of your Valentine, all right, for today. You will really appear to be very smart if you use this one. You can't blame gravity for falling in love. I like that. You can't blame gravity for falling in love. I'm having a little difficult reading here. I just had cataract surgery, and my glasses don't work very well anymore. Well, anyway, that was invented, or what would you call it? That was penned by Albert Einstein. You can't blame gravity for falling in love. Well, that's absolutely true. You can't. I'm not sure about love. That's kind of an interesting subject to go into. What is love? I'm not going to get into that. Kind of touched on it yesterday on my show, Progressive Life, but I'm not going to get into it today. There's enough people out there that are going to try to figure that out for Valentine's Day, which is Friday, right? And which is tomorrow. My wife and I, we're kind of, I don't know, the only thing we ever do on Valentine's Day, and that isn't every year, the only thing we ever do is occasionally go to dinner. And sometimes it's the dinner at a fast food restaurant. We don't get terribly involved in Valentine's. You remember when you were a little guy or a little girl? You put a box on your desk in school, and you hope to get the most number of Valentines. I never did. I got a lot, but I never got the most number. It was always some real cute girl that I always hated. I wasn't good with cute girls. I always thought they thought their britches were too big for me. Anyway, I'm not sure that expression was very good, well chosen, but... Hey, you're listening to Swap Shop, 740-383-9944. Let's sell something for you. Give us a call, and we'll try and get rid of something that you might have been hoarding for years and years, and you finally realized this is doing me no good. Let me get it to somebody that can use it, all right? I watch that show on TV called American Pickers. I'm absolutely amazed at what they pay for some real junk. But they do. They'll buy a bicycle for $1,000 that looks like it will never, ever run, but I guess they find ways to fix them. Here's another... this is another... phrase that you can put on the inside of your Valentine tomorrow, and this one is penned by Alfred Tennyson. Now, you, I'm sure, have heard of Mr. Tennyson. He was very famous back in the day. And this is what he said for Valentine's Day. If I had a flower for every time I thought of you, I could walk through my garden forever. Woo! Gosh, that's kind of drippy. I like things like that. I'm pretty much a romantic at heart. I love anything to do with joy and love, and I'm not a, you know, I don't call that a weakness. Some people call that a weakness. I call that a strength. Here's another one, and this lady, you will, all the old folks will remember her. Ann Landers used to give, and maybe she still is in some newspapers, some reruns. Anyway, I just got a message on my phone, and they're trying to get me to help out. In another political thing, which I tend to get involved in. Anyway, this one is from Ann Landers, and Ann used to do a column of advice to the forlorn and lonely and love struck, that type of thing. Anyway, love is friendship that has caught fire. Now, I like that. I really do. I've often wondered, my wife and I have been together now 50 years, and maybe it's love starts in fire and grows into glowing embers. I think that's more the way it is. When you're young and in love, it is, and you're in fire, on fire. But I think it just kind of blends down to glowing warm embers that I that's kind of the way I feel about my wife. I hope she's not listening, or maybe I should be hoping she is listening. Maybe I'd get something special for Valentine's Day. I won't count on that. Now, I don't know this person's name, so I'm not even going to mention this person's name because I'm not sure I can pronounce it. And it has all sorts of accent marks above the last name. So I'm going to avoid mentioning who wrote this. But this is a nice saying. Love is not just looking at each other. It's looking at in the same direction. Love is not just looking at each other. It's looking in the same direction. That's kind of nice. And again, I'll go back to my wife and I. We kind of are experts since we've been married 50 years, but I'm not sure we always look in the same direction. There have been, yesterday I was called on the carpet once, so we don't always look in the same direction, but it's a nice thought. You're listening to Swap Shop. Hey, let me give you our address. So in case you decide you want to send in a description of something you want to sell, you can send it to WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Let me give you that again. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. And we have gotten a couple of letters in. And the mailman knows where we are. I saw him yesterday. He actually came in and delivered a letter to Scott. And so they know where we are. and that'll help us out a little bit. That way you don't have to call in if you're shy. I tend not to be terribly shy, as you probably can tell. If you are shy, that's a way to get your tchotchkes on the air, and maybe we can sell them for you. It looks like today people are going to stay at home. Now, we had a wonderful morning with Phil Donahue on for 2 hours. Actually rolled over into Charlie's show, but that was wonderful because he did a great job with Scott. And Sam Donaldson was on yesterday. We've had some pretty powerful people on. You've got to listen. Tell your friends to listen. Scott does some terrific interviews. Charlie's going to have on, I can't remember her name, but she was one of the early female astronauts. And I think he's going to have her on the 28th, I believe. So we have lots of interest. I've had on Mike Larson, who is running for Congress, and we have a lot of interesting people that we get on here. We'd love to have you listen to WWGH. It's at 107.1, and if you happen to be, we have callers. We know we have listeners because they contact us and say that they've been listening. Now I heard of somebody from, I think it was New Mexico, was listening to the Donahue show, and a very famous person, as a matter of fact, was listening. And we've had people call listening in from California and Florida and North Carolina. I'd love to have somebody call us from New York. You can call us. You could call us right now. You don't have to sell something. You could call us from New York and say, I'm listening. 740-383-9944. Okay, here's this one is Dr. Seuss. Or is it Dr. Seuss? This is one of the Valentine wishes that he mentions, or Valentine's sayings, or whatever you want to call it. You know you're in love when you can't fall asleep because reality is finally better than your dreams. Thank you, Dr. Seuss. Now, that's kind of an interesting one. You know you're in love when you can't fall asleep because reality is finally better than your dreams. Now, I don't ever remember my dreams. Do you remember your dreams? I will wake up and think, oh, that was a great dream. I'm going to tell my wife about that dream. And within, I don't know, a minute, I can't remember the dream at all. I can't even remember what it was about. The dreams I usually remember go back to my previous life of being in intercollegiate athletics. And quite often I will dream about, doing, you know, something in intercollegiate athletics, to taking one of my players to the media center and having him interviewed, or actually sometimes I'm actually playing in the game with my former players. But those are the only ones I really remember too often. I never have bad dreams. Now that I said that, I'm going to knock on wood, because now that I said that, I certainly hope I don't have bad dreams tonight. Last night, my puppy dog only got me up twice, and she was having some bad dreams. She kind of kicks and whimpers a little bit in her sleep. She's probably older than I am, if you consider dog years. She's 15, or we're not sure. She's somewhere between 14 and 16. But she's kicking in there. She can't see, doesn't hear very well, but she's having a good time. We go out in the snow. It's kind of fun. And the snow is kind of interesting to her. And she'll kind of prance through the snow. She kind of likes it, I guess. We put on her little coat and have a good time. Okay, here's another. This one is from Aristotle. So I guess we have to be pretty smart to listen to this. So put your thinking cap on right now. You ready? Love is composed of a single soul inhabiting two bodies. Love is composed of a single soul inhabiting two bodies. I'm going to have to think that one through. Aristotle is kind of thoughtful for me, and I don't usually think at that high level. Interesting. You're listening to Swap Shop here on WWGH. My name's Glenn Coble. Next Wednesday, we will have another A Progressive Life, which is my show that I do on Wednesday from 12:15 to 1 o'clock. A lot more. It's basically a political show where I talk about the current things that are going on. And in the framework of being a progressive, and don't think of that as a bad word if you happen not to be a progressive. It just is another word that says those of us that are progressive like to move forward rather than standing still, or worse yet, reactionary, moving backwards. Anyway, here's another one from Audre Lorde. Now, I can't honestly say I knew who Audre Lorde is, but this is what Audre said. Each time you love, love as deeply as if it were forever. Woo! Boy, we're getting deep on this stuff. That's kind of an interesting one as well. I guess I've always thought that love is forever, so I don't have to worry about, excuse me, I don't have to worry about loving that deeply because I am loving forever. I kind of love everybody. That's kind of the way I am. I know that makes me kind of wimpy, and that's probably why I'm pretty progressive. I have always loved just about everybody. Now, there are some people, I will admit, there are some people that I downright don't like. I won't use the H word, but there are people that I'd rather not be around. But most people, I'm pretty open to just about everybody. Most people have good parts in their soul. That you can tap into. Even if you disagree with them on a lot of things, there's always something good about somebody. Now what I'm doing now is I'm professing to you all the stuff my mother taught me. My mom was a very, very loving person, and so was my sister. My dad was too. My brother, not so much. But I did love my brother very deeply. All right. This is a quote from Audrey Hepburn. Now, you all remember Audrey Hepburn, especially if you're anywhere close to my age, you'll remember her. The best thing to hold on to in life is each other. Sounds like it should be in the movie Titanic, doesn't it? The best thing to hold on to in life is each other. That's kind of sweet. Tomorrow, when you're out taking your honey or your best beau or whatever you are going to be discussing with them, you can use these expressions. You don't necessarily have to give credit to the author. You can just use it as your own. The best thing to hold on to in life is each other. That'd be kind of neat to tell your sweetie tomorrow. All right, let's see. I just hit the wrong button on my phone. There we go. Now I'm back. These phones are amazing, aren't they? Charlie and I were talking this morning about 20 years ago. Think about 20 years ago. If you're old enough, think back 20 years ago. All of the things that we didn't have 20 years ago. And the phone is probably the most significant thing that I remember. I was one of the very, very, very first people to own a computer. I had one of the Radio Shack's TRS-80, I believe it was called, and you had to program it yourself, and I was pretty bad at it. I probably didn't get the use out of my computer that most people did. I just wasn't motivated enough to use it a lot. But I did use it because I had started in athletics, and part of my job all the way through my athletic career was to maintain the statistical records of the teams and the players. And so I did use it some there, and it was helpful. I was one of the very first people to use a computer to do that sort of thing in intercollegiate athletics. Here's another slogan, I guess you would call it. Arthur Conan Doyle made this up. "You are my heart, my life, my one and my only thought." Oh, that would be terrific tomorrow at dinner, right? Look at her with that loving look in your eyes, lean across the table and say, "You are my heart, my life, my one and only thought." Ah, you might get a kiss out of that one. I hope it's a better day than it's looking like it's going to be. We have an indication that the high temperature tomorrow will be 19 degrees. That's the high, and that's not even wind chill. The wind chill probably going to put it at some time during the day. You'll probably be below zero, I would guess, if there's any wind out. That's a great one. So remember that one. You are my heart, my life, my one and only thought. Boy, if you don't win her over with that, or you don't win him over with that, somebody's not alive or somebody's not awake. And now here's an interesting one. This is from Barbara DeAngelis. She was the lady that was in with Chevy Chase with all the vacation trips and stuff like that. As a matter of fact, her mother helped donate some money to a swimming pool when I was at to the one down at OU, and helped get that put in, a new swimming pool put in. And as a matter of fact, she wanted to swim in that swimming pool, be the first person in the pool. Unfortunately, when she came down to OU to do it, the pH balance and all that stuff that they have to check was way off, and they just couldn't let her go in the water because it was dangerous for her health. And that was Barbara DeAngelis' mother. This is what she says, you should say, on Valentine's Day. "You never lose by loving. You always lose by holding back." I like that. You never lose by loving. You always lose by holding back. That's a word I have a hard time pronouncing sometimes. Always. You get your tongue caught under your teeth there. We got all sorts of these slogans. What would you call it? These Valentine greeting things that I'm going to read throughout the morning. It's now 12, almost 12:40, and we've got another 20 minutes. And if you would like to call in and sell something, this is Swap Shop. I know we're not getting a lot of calls. As a matter of fact, I think I can count them on no fingers. That's kind of what happens during the winter. We're not going to get a lot of calls, especially when everybody knows tomorrow's going to be so cold. Yikes. And I'm glad I don't have to come into work tomorrow. I will be hunkered in my house, probably wrapped up in a blanket, wearing two shirts, my comfy pants, my clogs, I think that's what you call them, and watching television or sleeping. Tomorrow is just not going to be a good day for me. I'm absolutely certain of that. And my wife is so nice now that I'm retired. She lets me take naps. I take a nap every day. This is a saying from Bill Keen. This is something you can say around Valentine's Day. They invented hugs to let people know you love them without saying anything. You know, hugs are kind of funny. Not too long ago, I took one of my political friends over to meet Mary Ellen Withrow. And now Mary Ellen and I have gotten to know each other because of politics. And I wouldn't say we're great friends. I would like to think of her as a great friend, but we just don't have the same circles that we run in. And she's a busy lady and probably a couple steps above me on the social ladder. But the last time I took one of the candidates that I was introducing to her over to her house, as we left, I hugged her. And I think I surprised her. And if she happens to be listening, and I know she listens to the station, I'm sorry, Mary Ellen. That was uncalled for. I should not have hugged, especially since I had never hugged her before. But I just felt warm about being with her. She's such a nice lady. You got to get to know her if you don't. All right, let's move on to the... let me read that one more time. Bill Keane said, "They invented hugs to let people know you love them without saying anything." And that's pretty true. Maybe you disagree, but I hope you agree with that. You're listening to... I'm Glenn Coble, and we're running Swap Shop today on a very meager number of callers. But that's okay. If you have something you want to sell, or if you have any event that you'd like to talk about, give us a call. We prefer to have you call about nonprofit organizations. And I do have one here, the 18th Annual 2020 Ridgedale Lions Club. The Daytona 500 dinner and auction will be held Saturday, February 15th, this year. The doors open at 4 and the dinner starts at 5. With the auction following. And if you would like to get the last ticket that we have available, give us a call at 740-383-9944. I have one ticket remaining, and I think it's a $10 value. We'd love to give that away. If they don't give it away, if I don't give it away today, we'll give it away tomorrow. So you keep your ears open. 1245 or 1244, you're listening to WWGH 107.1. All right, here's another one. Albert Camus says, "I know of only one duty, and that is to love." Wow. There are a lot of people that would disagree with that. They believe there are all sorts of duty to state, duty to family. But maybe if you love your state and you love your family, maybe that takes care of that. What do you think? All right, you're listening to WWGH here in Marion, Ohio. I hope we have some listeners from other states other than here in Ohio. We quite often do, and I hope you're having a good day where you are. I just looked at my son, who lives in Ojai, California. Their temperature is finally starting to climb, but it's still in the 50s. That's pretty cold for Southern California. E.E. Cummings, one of my favorite poets. He has quite a sense of humor. Anyway, E.E. Cummings says, "Kisses are a better fate than wisdom." He has a way of twisting words around like that, and he has been very good. I love some of his kind of off-the-wall poetry. "Kisses are a better fate than wisdom." I'd like to have both. Well, don't forget, tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and that's what we're reading these about, and we want to give you something that you can say to your loved one that will just knock his or her socks off. What do you say? If you're interested in calling in, the number here is 740-383-9944, and we're on Swap Shop with Glenn Coble. Okay, this one is Madonna said this. Now, this ought to be good. And I haven't read this one yet, so I probably should pre-read it, but I'm going to read this. Madonna says, to be brave is to love someone unconditionally without expecting anything in return. That is quite a truism. That's kind of biblical, you know, giving love where nothing is expected in return. That's quite, you know, that's quite thoughtful for Madonna. I'm glad that she said it. She said to be brave, to love someone, to be brave is to love someone unconditionally without expecting anything in return. That's just good advice. You don't even have to love someone. You be kind to someone, expecting nothing in return. That's kind of brave. All right. It's the 13th of February. Tomorrow is the 14th of February, and we're all looking forward to Valentine's Day. I'm looking forward to having a meal with my wife. Probably won't be expensive meal. We're on Social Security. We can't afford those expensive meals. We may even just go to a fast food restaurant. We do that quite occasionally. I mean, that's what our what we have as our fun stuff. We occasionally go out and have a hamburger. Blaise Pascal. Pascal, I'm not sure I know that name. Anyway, says, the heart has its reasons for which reason knows nothing. The heart has its reasons for which reason knows nothing. That confuses me. The heart has its reasons of which reasons know nothing. Of which reason knows nothing. Okay, I'm going to let that one ride. Maybe, I'm sure many of my listeners are brighter than I am, and you figured that out. I have not. But I will think about it today, and by tomorrow I will understand that, I think. Hey, if you want to get in touch with us here at WWGH, other than by calling in, you can contact us through the mail now. I've said hi to the mailman two or three times in the past couple of months. We didn't think we could get mail before because we really don't have a mailbox. But what he does is he comes up and he knocks on the door and he brings it in to us. But use this as our address and it'll get here. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. Why don't you write that down? So maybe you don't have anything to send in today, but in 5 weeks you might, when the weather breaks and we're all thinking spring and we're thinking garage sales and stuff like that, you might want to use that. WWGH Radio, 165 West Center Street, Suite 208, Marion, Ohio, 43302. I'm looking forward. Buckeye Chuck says we're going to get spring early, and I'm looking forward to that. I would like to have it start tomorrow, but we know it won't because it's not supposed to get above 19 tomorrow. So anyway, I have an app on my phone where I have a son that lives in California. I have a daughter that lives in North Carolina and another son that lives down in Worthington. I can click on each one of those and I can see what the temperatures are at each location. Well, my son who lives in Worthington and I are the cold numbers on the phone today. And my North Carolina daughter is they're getting up to around 70 today. I know it was 70 yesterday, and in California, it didn't get up much above 60, if I recall correctly. Weather's kind of funny anymore. 12:51 here in Marion, Ohio. You're listening to Swap Shop with Glenn Coble. If you have anything you want to sell, and it looks like we're going to have one of those days. Matter of fact, I don't think we've ever been shut out, but it looks like we're going to get shut out today. You can call us at 740-383-9944. The things that we would let you sell, anything that you're interested in selling is okay, as long as you don't have to register it, like a gun or a car or a house or stuff like that. Anything else? And we'll also take information about nonprofit events. So feel free to call us and or, for that matter, on today's date, you might want to call us and say, I'm doing some snow shoveling, and we'd be glad to put your number on the air. We'll let you do your own negotiations, but we'll put your number on the air if you're willing to do some of that sort of thing. All right, here's another. This one is from Helen Keller. You remember Helen Keller, the little blind girl? Anyway, I think she was deaf and dumb as well. I'm not sure you can use that term anymore, politically correct. But anyway, Helen Keller said, the best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. Coming from her, that's pretty spectacular. The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. That would definitely get you a hug, I think, from your significant other, if you say that. I hope Scott's listening. He's going out with two young ladies tonight, and they're going to have a very belated Christmas party. And Scott, let me read that one more time. I think that might get them both to give you a hug. The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. Kind of schmaltzy, but I like it. All right. You're listening to WWGH. I'm Glenn Coble, and I'd love to have you listen to me on Wednesday when I do my program called A Progressive Life. And next Wednesday is going to be kind of a rough one. I'm kind of upset about some of the things that are going on. Not kind of upset. I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it. I think that was a quote from a movie show. Anyway, we do have a phone call. Let's see what we have here. Hang on. Caller, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Glenn, did you mention you were going to put that Ridgedale ticket in a drawing today or not?
Are you interested?
Yeah, I thought I missed. Nobody's called. I thought I didn't hear you right.
Well, no, I did. And if you would like it, I've got six more minutes, and I'll put your name in. And it sounds like you got a pretty good chance of winning.
Yeah, well, I kept waiting, and I thought I didn't hear that right.
No, you heard it right. What's your name? I'll put you on the list.
Okay, it's Judy. I sit here and listen, and nobody's called, and I thought I couldn't have heard that right.
Well,
so.
I'm letting people relax today. who wants to go out and buy stuff from somebody else on a day where they're going to freeze?
I know later on I should have a lot of stuff to put on when it gets good. A little bit nicer.
Good. Well, I've got Judy. I will, if I, let me, get, let, can I get your last name?
Yes, it's Summers, and if I win, I can't come and get it. I have to have somebody else because I had surgery.
Okay.
So I have to have somebody else come and pick it up because tomorrow would be the last day.
Yes, that's right. And if you don't hear anybody else call in for it, you will have won it. If not, we will draw between the names. I got five more minutes, so.
Okay, and you're there tomorrow till 1, right?
They'll be here tomorrow from 8 to 1. That's correct.
Okay, because I'll have to have somebody pick it up, okay? That's
right. I'd say you got a good chance. Thanks for calling in, Judy.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Have a good day. All right. That's wonderful. I'm really glad we got somebody to call in and vie for that ticket. Now, We are awfully close, and that's why we wanted to get rid of it today. All right, here's another saying that you can tell your sweetheart on Valentine's Day tomorrow. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. That's Elizabeth Barrett Browning, and probably one of her more famous quotes. It's a good quote. How do I love thee? Let me count the ways. All right, I do have another phone call I'm going to have to take right here. Hi, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Just want to say thanks for your program today. Oh. I don't need to sell anything. And Scott was asking if anybody got a Marion Star. I live 2 roads south of the mall, and I got one about 1 o'clock this afternoon, a Marion Star.
Yeah, he had some people mention that they hadn't gotten theirs, and that's kind of sad.
And I enjoyed his program with Phil Donahue.
Oh, wasn't that good? Program. Oh, I loved it, yeah. Now, did you want to get in on the drawing for the...
No, I can't go. Okay. I'm kind of...
All right.
Laid up, but thank you for everything. You have a very pleasant voice, sir.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a great day. What a nice thing to say. As my voice goes up through the atmosphere. Yeah, I've always loved radio. As a matter of fact, when I was young, ask my wife. I used to sit at the kitchen table and practice talking on a fake radio. I took a lesson. It cost me money, and I got it from Columbia School of Broadcasting, and I learned how to pronounce the word temperature. You don't say temperature, you say temperature. And you don't say W, you say W. And there were all sorts of rules and regulations. I had a great time learning it all. And then I went to another school called Elkins School of Electronics, and I learned how to get what they called a first phone license. And that was the highest license you could get. And I got that, and then eventually radio stations no longer need that. But I've been in radio a long time, and I worked hard to get my voice to work. And some days, like yesterday, I was verklempt most of the day. All right, let me give you we only got about another minute. And thank you for calling in. Judy Summers, I'm going to declare you the winner of the 18th annual 2020 Ridgedale Lincoln Lions Club Daytona 500 dinner and auction ticket. And you can come and pick that up tomorrow up until about 1 o'clock. But you'll have to do it tomorrow because the thing is on Saturday. And we're glad you called in. Glad you won. All right, this is the last one. And then I'm going to say goodbye for the day. The single most extraordinary thing I've ever done with my life is fall in love with you. Oh, if you don't get a kiss on that one. Well, that was by Beth Pearson. All right. The single most extraordinary thing I've ever done was fall in love with you. All right. And that's the end. We'll have another day next Wednesday and Thursday.
What a busy week for you, sir.
I have to tell you, I have not slept in days. I'm very, very excited. This is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal convention, probably the biggest star-studded convention you've ever seen. We've got huge, huge stars. We've got Gary Busey, LaToya Jackson,